That's Stephen Jedgetts reporting from the ASEAN gathering in Sydney. Well, as we've just mentioned, one of the most watched attendees at that summit will be Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi. While she's in the country, a group of Australian lawyers will try to prosecute her. They allege she's responsible for crimes against humanity over the displacement of hundreds of thousands of Rohingya Muslims from her country. Our reporter Eliza Borello has been speaking to Alison Battison, one of the lawyers behind the legal action.
We accuse Aung San Suu Kyi of having personal responsibility for the Rohingya crisis. This is due to her power and control, her position in the government of Myanmar and her popularity there, and the fact that she has done little to prevent the atrocities occurring in Rakhine province. And has openly challenged very credible international reports of the atrocities that are happening, either challenged them or downplayed what is actually going on the ground.
Do you feel that this is a part of the world where we perhaps in Australia don't understand how powerful the military can be and can in some respects be more powerful than the leader of the country?
Yes and no. Our military is certainly very powerful, but so is Aung San Suu Kyi and her party which she leads. While she is not the president, another member of her political party is, she had created for her, as a demonstration of her power, a special position of counsellor. So whilst the military is very powerful and would be, you know, very unusual for many Australians to understand how powerful it is in that area, certainly Aung San Suu Kyi has a degree of power and control over their actions.
Practically, how would this legal action work? Could Ms. Kyi, for example, be forced into a Melbourne court while she's here for the ASEAN summit?
Well, that's a very interesting question because this has never been done before. The provisions that are in the Commonwealth Criminal Code were put in there as part of the complementarity requirements when we ratified the Rome Statute for the International Criminal Court. So we do have crimes against humanity in our domestic legislation. What will happen is that the Magistrates Court in Victoria will consider the lodgement of our charge sheet. If that gets up, that will be sealed and then we can issue summons on Aung San Suu Kyi. This should happen within the week. And then she will be given a court date for her to be required to show up at the Magistrates Court. If she does not show up, it is possible that we will make a request for a warrant for her arrest due to her failure to show up to answer these charges.
Human rights lawyer Alison Battison speaking to our reporter Eliza Borello.